The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. During the Christmas holidays, one of the things that I enjoy doing, partly because it's what my wife enjoys doing, we like doing it together, is watching some of the Christmas movie shows. Some of the Hallmark ones, well, they became after a while rather typical, and the theme was kind of obvious. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy, unusual situation, nearing Christmas, something tears them apart, but they realize all of a sudden that they do love each other, and so just at Christmas time, they get back together, oh, and it's a happy Christmas day. But there are other movies out there that are kind of fun Christmas movies as well. And this one struck me in church. The first Sunday after Christmas, the reading was Jesus going down with his family to Jerusalem, and he got separated from them. Well, I couldn't help but think of Home Alone. You know, that story where he's in the hustle and bustle of his family trying to get everything ready because they're going to go to Europe for Christmas, and it's kind of just everything going, and they hop into the car, but they forgot him. And then he had to defend the house against burglars and all. It's a fun movie. But anyway, I couldn't help but think, that's almost how it was with Jesus. In a way, his family was on a holiday, going down to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. It was a religious holiday, but everyone was going. A lot of the family went, and as they're headed back, somehow, some way, he was separated from them. And they didn't realize it for a whole day, it says in Luke chapter 2, verses 39 to 49, and that's an easy explanation. People back then traveled by foot, and they traveled in groups of people, probably cousins and other relatives. It was for safety. Then they wouldn't be attacked as easy. And so, you know, mom and dad figured this 12-year-old boy, oh, it did say he was 12 years old, was probably with his cousins and playing with them, and there was enough relatives looking around that he was safe. Well, they, you know, mom and dad figured, well, we better go find Junior and see where he is, and then they look, and oh, what, you don't have Jesus? Oh, you don't have Jesus? Oh, my, where's Jesus? So they had to go back to Jerusalem, finding him. 3 days they went looking and looking, and they finally found him at the temple. And mom and dad were just flustered. And, you know, why did you upset us so like this? And Jesus very calmly said, why were you searching? Didn't you know I'd be here? Some people think that he purposely stayed to talk with the priests. I've heard that before. But I really think he was separated. And he knew immediately if he's separated, you do one thing. If you go to the safe place, the safe zone. And so what was safe back then in Jerusalem? The temple. The temple. As I think about Christmas and the holidays and this, I couldn't help but think of well, again, those Christmas movies. And there are some Christmas movies that talk about being separated, not only home alone, but then also being left alone and almost abandoned without meaning and purpose in life. So you're not only lost on the road of life, but I'm sorry, the road that you travel, but literally in the purpose of life, the road of life. Famous movie about that one is with Jimmy Stewart. My wife watches this all the time. It's a Wonderful Life, and how he felt he was just lost because he had lost money and life wasn't any good. And he said, "Oh, it just would have been better if I wasn't born." And the angel with him said, "Well, let's see what that would look like." And he realized how wonderful life was because of all the things he did, even though he was in trouble. George knew it. It was better than not being there. That's not a bad theme, but it still misses the Christmas theme, the real Christmas theme, that our God came to live with us, to be with us. Not only did he come to live with us and be with us, but he became like us in every way. Some churches will have in the next couple of weeks a Bible reading where Jesus is baptized, just like us. And in this reading, he got lost, just like us. And you can look at it as being lost is, in a store or on a road or in the way of life. Because, you know, really, when it comes down to it, Jesus did experience everything we did, even though he was perfect God, the human boy, got lost? Well, the human man, he was lost also on the cross. Even his heavenly Father threw his anger at him when he was on the cross. The anger for your and my sin. That's the whole point of Christmas. That's the real Christmas story. That God came into our world to rescue us. And that his coming is the beginning of our hope, our purpose, our meaning, and our eternal life. And of course, all this fits with Christmas because, well, actually, our Christmas celebrations get it from this. He was a gift given to us. We didn't ask for it. We didn't want it. We were fine without him, so we thought. And we didn't want him. That's what sin is. But God gave us the gift of life through forgiveness in him. That's a gift. Wow. And then the question really is, and I don't want to be too preachy here, are you going to accept the gift? Hold it in your hands, unwrap it, and use it? By the way, have you ever had a gift like that? Oh, how nice, Aunt Janice, that you gave me this sweater. Oh, yeah. And then you quick put it away in the drawer and never see it again. Well, the gift God gives us is one that's supposed to be used every single day. And that gift is that he is with us, that we are never, ever alone. Even though we may feel lonely, we are never alone. We can be disappointed. We can be discouraged. I was talking with a guy just today. He is extremely depressed because of his circumstances. He was in a nursing home. He didn't like what was going on. Life is going down the hill. I'm not saying that. You can have those feelings by all means. But never are we alone. God is with us, and he's experienced all these same feelings in one way or another. And that's why we can turn to him in prayer and toss it on his lap and just take comfort that our God understands, our God knows. And that's why he was called Emmanuel, God with us. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us, that you do understand, that you were left alone. Whether it be at the temple in Jerusalem or on the cross, both of them were for us. Thanks. Help us, Lord, to realize that you are always with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us. And help us, Lord, when we feel lost and alone, to come to you, the safe place. Just as you went to the temple to be where God talk was, help us, Lord, to always hear your words. Your words, because they're the ones that bring home the meaning and purpose to our life, of everlasting life. That even if we screw things up here, oh, you straightened it out and will straighten it out for us in heaven. Lord, help us. Help us especially in this new year. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. As always, I'd like to hear from you. You can write me at Dave, D-A-V-E dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Thanks! I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.